Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Couple of news and notes from the NBA, and this one directly affecting the Houston Rockets. According to Sham Sharania, the NBA insider at ESPN, the Houston Rockets and guard Fred VanVleet are pushing back Friday's deadline date to June 29th on his $44.9 million team option for next season. This gives both sides additional time to navigate exercising the option versus completing a long-term deal. So this is kind of getting clear as we talked to Brandon a little bit about it. And Brandon, as he said it, and if you missed it, our Rockets report was at 4:40 earlier. You can go back and listen to that entire segment. But Brandon was like, yeah, it's a real priority. Real priority for them to bring him back. He's one of the guys that they want to continue to roll with. And pushing this date screams, you know, let's get a long-term deal done.
Yeah, let's figure it out. Let's not rush this thing. Let's figure out how we can make it all work. Surely Fred VanVleet doesn't think that he's in the 45 million. Again, that's top three point guards in the NBA at this point in time.
Yeah, he said, man, I got that 42 last year. I mean, I did what I did the last couple of years. Maybe there we go.
I mean, I don't know. Surely not. And you got to think, here's the other part of it, too, with Fred VanVleet. He's clearly on the backside of it, the career that he is. Not that there's anything wrong with where he's at, but he's clearly on the backside of it. I would say he's got one, maybe two more contracts, depending on how long it is, obviously. But you got to think that he enjoys living here. You got to think that he enjoys playing for Ime Udoka. I don't know what kind of athlete, what kind of competitor wouldn't enjoy playing for Ime Udoka, maybe Cam Whitmore, but other than that, I think most people probably do. Most players probably do.
Damn, Cam.
I mean, I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like that's real enjoyable for him. But so he's helped build this thing. So I think there's a real chance that I don't know if team friendly is the right deal, but a reasonable deal, whatever that may be, could be agreed upon with the Rockets and Fred VanVleet. It does make sense.
Yeah, when they say long term, though, that's one I do want to. I want to watch, like, how long term?
Right.
Yeah, you know, like maybe the next couple of years with an option or something like that, like they did this first one. But you can understand where he is somebody that can be important for this group. But just, I mean, that price got to come down.
45 don't make a whole lot of sense. No, I don't know what the number is, but 45 don't make a whole lot of sense.
I know 45 ain't. That ain't it.
Yeah.
I'm at 42, boy.
I mean, you're in that 2025 range. B. Scott's in that 35 range.
I'm just saying, folks, if he didn't have them last, you know, and obviously those last three, four games help. But if he didn't have games 4, 5, 6, and 7, I mean, that's $42 million for a gentleman who's giving you 14 and 5.5.
Yeah.
Like that is not, but very important. Obviously, he has some intangibles for this team that kind of changed things. Also, last night, the Warriors, as they took on the Timberwolves in that first half, Steph Curry left the game with a hamstring issue, never returned. And Clint, it was pretty early when that wasn't a let's drag this thing out for a little bit. That was a pretty quick pull on the he is not going to return tonight. Well, the reports are out. The Warriors expect Stephen Curry to miss at least 1 week. I mean, that at least 1 week don't mean just 1 week. At least 1 week with a grade 1 left hamstring strain. Sources tell ESPN an exact return will be based on how their all-NBA guard responds to rehab with his first muscle strain. So this, we'll see how long this is. This could be a real problem. The way they were talking last night, this could be a real problem. I'd imagine a week is just being hopeful. Cross your fingers. First one, I feel like this could be a little bit longer, especially for what they need him to do.
Yeah, I mean, look, the good news, the Warriors took game one, right? The bad news is that you potentially could have lost Steph Curry for a week, I mean, or more. So,
hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you're in a good spot if you are going to lose Steph Curry. You got game one on the road. You're going to, at the very least, go back to your place, your friendly confines, with an even series. And look, with what Buddy Hill did in game seven against the Rockets, what he did last night, once Steph was out of the game, Jimmy Butler seems to be on a whole. Now, I don't know if it's because Steph went out or what, but Jimmy Butler seems to be on a whole different level. I'm telling you, it's the damnedest thing watching Jimmy. And the Rockets game was like this. It's like he picks and chooses when to be aggressive. And it looked like last night he had that chip on his shoulder against Minnesota and he was going to be aggressive from jump. And then once Steph went out, it was a different level as well.
But it was still even crazy. Like, again, I don't even know how they pulled that off last night. And not just how they pulled it off, the way they pulled it off. They were leading like 20 points most of the way. And then, like, Minnesota came on really late with a furious comeback, and I think got it to 9. But like, it was like 23, 22, 24. It was crazy. By the way, watching Golden State, and they did it without Steph. Did it make you feel better about the Rocket series?
Yes.
Because you talked about that was something you're going to watch this for. It made you feel better?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how, we'll see how realistic it was over the next several games. But even then with Steph Curry, I don't know how realistic, whatever we watch, whatever the outcome is without Steph Curry, in a sense of what I was looking for. I was watching that series for one reason, to just see how my Rockets stacked up against everybody else, or was that Golden State team just a fluke that they couldn't get them? As I watch the game, I end up, and this is not a shock, I mean, it's the strength, it's the identity, but I end up, the Rockets' big man, their big men, their ability to extend their defense and get a hand in the face and deny shots is what the difference is right now. Right, what I saw last night was like, Golden State, when they hit shots against the Rockets, it was a kick out. It was a ton of movement getting a shot. I mean, the Rockets did an unbelievable job contesting
they had,
most shots.
Steph had more space the 13 minutes he was in there.
No
they
question.
They had more space.
And Buddy had some. And Jimmy had some. And
I would think is an adjustment, because that's how Minnesota played the Lakers series.
Right. You just wonder. I guess that is a good point, because Minnesota had to deal with the same thing against the Lakers.
They were picking up full court. Yeah. They were so – it was weird. It was weird. It was weird to watch. I will say – to me, the thing that I did take, because I didn't know if the Warriors' defense was as good as the Rockets' offense was making them look yesterday. But I mean, at some point you got to look at this. They played seven games against the Rockets in that playoff series. They've had a great defense since Jimmy has come over there. And then you look at it; they held the Rockets under 90 points multiple times in that series. And then, I mean, Minnesota was sitting there in the fourth quarter with 72 points. They scored 31 in the first half.
Yep.
The lowest they've scored all year. And that's without Steph, obviously. At some point, like, you got to look at it and say, well, maybe it wasn't just the Rockets. Just
bad
awful,
offense.
Awful offense.
Maybe that defense, like, is that special. Yeah.
Now, the only difference between Jalen and Ant is, you know, Ant just kept shooting and was eventually going to make some plays, and he didn't just throw it home, but he was running into stuff and getting confused and not looking like himself on drives and missing a lot of shots. Now, I do think Minnesota missed more shots than they normally do, but you got to look at that defense. To me, I feel better about the Rockets' offense after watching what they did to Minnesota, because the Warriors' defense is the real thing, apparently. All right, coming up, T-Mill's best bets. We'll get you a little cash and some money back on this thing as they do their thing, as well as get you ready for what's coming up behind us. But we've talked about that big trade. Does this mean Aaron Rodgers is more likely to go to Pittsburgh, or is Aaron Rodgers potentially done and the Steelers are going in a different direction? We'll look at that coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.